Welcome to day 5 of the 7 days of self-love challenge. My name is Steph, your host of this podcast and of this challenge. And today I'm inviting you to talk with me for a little while about how we stop comparing. The focus of today is avoiding the comparison trap. Now, the comparison trap is what I call it when we fall into the trap of comparing ourselves to what we see in the world around us, what we see in social media or what we see in our personal relationships, and we start to compare ourselves as not enough compared to whatever someone else is doing. So I'm not pretty enough, skinny enough, rich enough, my house isn't nice enough, my relationship isn't good enough, my career isn't good enough, I'm not doing well enough. And you hear as I say this that like my shoulders are creeping up next to my ears. This sounds terrible. And it's not fostering an attitude of self-love in us at all, of course. It's quite the opposite. When we are telling ourselves that we are not good enough compared to what we're seeing, everything about our attitude, perspective, and therefore our actions shifts. So we need to start figuring out how we can flip that so that we can stop comparing ourselves to one another and recognize that we are enough exactly where we are. You've heard me say before, if you've been listening along for any length of time, you're going to do the best that you can with what you have where you are. And it's really difficult to do the best you can with what you have where you are if you are comparing yourself to what other people are doing with what they have where they are. What they are doing with what they have is none of your business. It has no impact on you and your daily actions and your daily choices. That's got to come from within. So we've got to figure out a way that we're going to stop doing that. I have a few options, a few suggestions here, of course. The main one being we've got to start unfollowing virtually and physically people who are forcing us to compare. So if that social media accounts where you know what they are, if you open them up and you look and you're like, ugh, I wish I was doing that, unfollow. If you open up and you automatically see somebody who is doing the thing that you wish you were doing, but like you're not doing it, if that's inspiring to you to watch somebody doing the thing, great. But if you open it up and you watch somebody doing the thing and all you think is, I'm not doing the thing, unfollow. Any of those negative feelings that come up. Another one for me is if I open it up and I feel myself getting judgy, if I feel myself looking at somebody on social media and start comparing in a negative way at all, like, oh, I wouldn't do that. Or that's not, I don't like the way that she presents that. Or I don't think that that's the right move. As soon as I hear myself comparing or judging in any way, that's got to be an unfollow. And not because I'm necessarily even saying that I'm not enough or less. Sometimes, honestly, do you ever look at something and you're like, ooh, that's not good enough. I don't want to bring out feelings of comparison in myself toward others as well. So that's an unfollow for me. Unfollowing in real life looks like setting boundaries. It looks like knowing who you like to spend your conversational time with, who you like to spend your free time with, who you allow to give opinions about your life, who you give opinions to. All of these are part of setting boundaries, but you got to take a close look, and I can't do that for you through my microphone. But I can encourage you to take a look at which of your social relationships, virtual and real, are bringing you joy, are bringing you support, are teaching you something, are helping you grow, are bringing you fun, are making you laugh, are bringing you into community, are helping you be a good version of yourself. Which people, virtual and physical, are doing that? And with which ones do you need to send boundaries that might be time limits or unfollows or hard conversations? So boundaries and unfollowing are going to be one of our main elements of ending comparison here. A couple other things that I think help. One is my mantra of creating before you consume. There's a lot of information out there that's going to give us a lot of opinions all the time. I'm one of those voices. I'm one of those pieces of information that are giving you perspective. There are a lot of us out there. But you have goals as well, and you have opinions as well, and you have things that you are working on that should take priority. Your goals, your opinions, your family, your values should take priority before you start consuming those of others. So if you have an idea of something that you'd like to do, a project, a career, a goal, a habit, if you have that idea, you have to carve out some time in your world where you can think about it and work on it and talk to people about it without or before like scrolling, before doing research about what other people who do this thing have already done. You have to figure out like what your want and your truth is before starting to seek out the random internet's opinions about a topic or the way other people have done it. You have to start with you. So that's creating before you're consuming. I try to do it as simply as if I want to post on Instagram in the morning, I try to make sure that I haven't scrolled a bunch of other people's posts before I post, because that's going to influence naturally what I do. If you have a project that you want to start, and you first are like, well, I'm going to do some research, but your research phase for how to start a nonprofit, how to run a marathon, how to, write a book, how to start making blankets, how to thrift, I'm naming random projects. If you want to do one of these things, but you spend weeks and weeks in your research phase seeing how other people have done it, then everything that you do to apply yourself and take action going forward is going to be in comparison to what all of those other people have already done. And that's going to steal your joy a little bit, I think. The joy of your creativity, the joy of your, what's the word I'm looking for? Innovativeness. It's going to steal that from you, because it's going to be just in comparison to what other people have already done. Sure, everybody's already done stuff. Everything we want to do has already been done. That's fine. How are you going to do it? How are you going to show up in the world as you, yourself, good enough just with what you have and where you are? So what the two things so far, we're going to unfollow, we're going to set boundaries, we're going to work on creating before we consume. And then the third one I want to share is a gratitude practice. And you've probably heard me or others talk about this for years now. But again, going along with what we talked about yesterday with celebrating our wins, fostering a gratitude practice every day where we are being really intentional about noticing the good in our lives helps with wiring our brain the way we want it to be. It helps with creating neural pathways for positivity. It helps to reinforce the good. It helps us to attract more good. What you look for is what you're going to get. So if you are looking for gratitude, you're going to find more stuff to be grateful for. If you're looking for wins and for celebration, you're going to find more things to celebrate. You're going to attract what you're looking for. You're going to get what you're putting out there. So if we are fostering a gratitude practice where we are spending a few minutes every day reflecting on the good in our lives, where we're writing it down, where we're keeping a list, where we are telling people that we're grateful for, that we're grateful for them. By doing this, we're going to stop noticing what others have or what we don't have and start to look at our lives more abundantly. What do we have? What is going well? What have we to be grateful for, regardless of what else is going on out in that big world? So I encourage you really wholeheartedly today, if comparison is something you struggle with, and I know for so many it is, to unfollow and set your boundaries, to start creating your ideas and your lifestyle before consuming what other people have done, and to start and maintain some sort of gratitude practice that is going to help with wiring your brain for positivity and for abundance. I hope you found today's episode helpful. I really do. I know this one's tricky to share about, like on social media or to tag me in, you know, how I stopped comparing today. But if you ever want to talk about this topic more, my DMs are open. My email is open at bewellwithsteph or email steph@bewellwithsteph.com. But I'm always here to chat about this topic. I know it's a really tricky one to get through, but we're going to get through it together. Thanks for being here for this self-love challenge. I will be back tomorrow with day 6. Until next time, be well.